All right, everybody. Hi, and welcome back to Double Barrel Podcast. Today, we are doing something new and possibly, hopefully, beneficial.
So I was asked recently by a colleague who watched one of our episodes on Terramana and Tequila, which, apologies, folks, that one had some bad audio quality. We apologize. We've fixed it since then, but he asked me, because we did margaritas on that.
Right, okay.
And he said, okay, well, it tastes great in a margarita, but how do you know it'll taste good in anything besides a margarita?
That's a great question, actually. And
because it was my first time trying it, I didn't have a good answer for him. So let's try it in something other than a margarita.
Well, and for this, I'm going to go to my wife's playbook and take out one of her favorite tequila drinks, which is called a tequila sunrise.
I've had one of these, and it was absolutely fantastic. I loved it.
Okay.
But as you're making it, walk us through
your
making it.
All right. Again, this is my wife's. I used to make these a little bit when I bartended. All right. So it's technically a layered drink, and my layering skills have definitely gotten a little rusty over the years.
Well, do the best you can, but
walk us through what's going on here. So we're
going
to do, these ones are minis, so we're going to do a shot. It's usually a shot and a half. We're going to do a shot of tequila, okay?
So, shot of the Terramana tequila.
Shot of Terramana.
Which, for those who haven't watched that episode yet and are just watching this short, go watch that episode on the Terramana tequila. I apologize for the audio quality again, but it is a fantastic tequila.
Okay, so it is grenadine. And again, I am trying to remember my layering skills here.
Okay, but how much grenadine, though?
So it's usually it's orange juice and grenadine, and it's usually a 2-to-1. So okay. For however much you put in as the shot, you're putting in 2 of the grenadine, 2 of the orange juice. All right?
So if we do an ounce of the tequila, we're going to do 2 ounces of grenadine.
More than likely, yes. Again, you can mix this as you see fit and however strong that you feel like you need it to. Usually this is made in a normal size glass, but again, we are doing a layered effect here. And I'm going to do this right now, and it does look like I still kind of remember my layering. So originally how this drink is supposed
to...
It doesn't really work. Let's kind of set this one up here. How this drink is supposed to look is it's actually supposed to look like a sunrise. Meaning that... So you can't see the tequila, but we have the grenadine and then the orange juice, because the way layering works and mixing alcohol is the densest liquid is going to take part on the bottom, and then the alcohol will layer. And I cannot remember, and I think I actually screwed up. Orange juice is denser than the grenadine, so I should have layered orange juice than grenadine. Again, it has been a long time since I have actually tried layering.
However, the essence of the shot is the same. The look may be wrong, but it's orange juice, grenadine, and
tequila. It's a very standard tequila drink. My wife loves these. And let's go ahead and let's take a drink here. Kind of see how the layering kind of works.
Well, you can, because you can see kind of how dark it is down here and then how light it is up here. I've blocked that, but darker down here, lighter up here.
I can smell the Terramana on the nose. And I love that because Terramana actually has a very, very good aroma. I love the aroma of the Terramana.
See, and I can barely smell the Terramana. However, it does come through really well in the drink.
It actually does give that a good kick. And I'm a guy that really likes to taste the alcohol in his mixed cocktails.
See, and that's funny. You like to taste the alcohol. I don't. However, in that...
It's subtle.
It's very subtle taste, but it is a complimentary taste, in my opinion.
The other one that I think this... I don't have the ingredients to make here, and I apologize, folks. However, there have been these margaritas that have come out... that I'm starting to see everywhere now. And they are jalapeno lime tequilas.
Jalapeno lime tequila.
Margaritas. Sorry, jalapeno lime margaritas. I apologize.
Jalapeno lime margarita. Okay.
And I don't have the jalapenos. I don't have any jalapenos in the house right now. And I haven't experimented on actually making one yet. However, I'm very intrigued. And I feel like that was a fantastic tequila sunrise. I'm not a big tequila sunrise fan.
No. Well, and that just goes again to compliment how great the Terramana is.
Absolutely.
I'm not a big tequila fan either, but that is fantastic. I would drink another 2 or 3 of those. and not even care.
No, not at all.
And it's not because I'm inebriated in any way, shape, or form. It's just because they taste so good.
And that's the thing, is the Terramana just complements the... I feel like whatever's mixed in so well. And again,
I agree.
I'm going to just spit this out again. This is a celebrity alcohol. And we know the bad rap that a lot of celebrity alcohols get. This one, however... And I have quite a few celebrity vodkas. Or, I mean, alcohols. I apologize. I do have a celebrity vodka, too.
You do.
However, this one is...
Oh, he did.
I love...
A fantastic job. It is a... For, as far as celebrity alcohols go, they have almost all of them have a bad rap.
Well, they're all being
overpriced and overhyped. This is one I don't feel like is overpriced. No. I don't feel like it's overhyped. I feel like it is perfect right the way it is.
And again...
And this one even actually comes with a... chart on
how it was distilled,
how it was distilled, and how it was done, so you can actually see the process. And so this,
it's not scary.
Beautiful.
Well, and the price point again, like we've talked about, I think I paid $40-$45 for this bottle, and this is a. I know I might butcher this. My wife's not here to correct me, but it's a Reposado, which there is a Blanco, which is the clear, and the Reposado, and then the Agave. And there's one other one that steps it up. The way I understand this, and again, I apologize. My wife usually is the one that sets
the shit on you because she's a tequila girl.
And the way she says it goes, well, she's also Hispanic, so she knows her crap.
This is true.
You go from your clear, which is your Blanco, and then as you progress down the line, the liquid actually gets darker.
And this one's not super dark.
It's the kind of tier to the Blanco. This would be what would come after a Blanco.
After a Blanco, but it's fantastic. I love it. I love it in the tequila sunrise.
Absolutely.
And honestly, any tequila mixed drink you can think of, I think that would be fantastic.
The other one that I will give you guys to try, though, Google it. There is a crap ton of them out there, is the margarita that I said, jalapeno lime margarita. The other one that I am going to spit out to everybody here, and you can write it down if you'd like to, I did this drink for the Super Bowl party that we hosted, and this was one that I was back behind the bar. Sometimes I like to go mad scientist. I kind of like to put the cap on and go, okay, what's going to mix? And I ended up calling this drink the Captain Hook's Treasure. Captain Hook's Treasure. And that was the one where, you know, I had like the gold dust and everything in it. And it was,
yeah.
I told you to try this. We made Buzz Lightyear that year too, I think.
And I stuck with Buzz Lightyear.
That one, though... Here's the thing. I think if I would use Terramana in that drink, it would have done really well. So it was tequila, rum. Anything with Captain Hook has got to have some kind of rum there. And then it was mango and pineapple juice. Remember that one?
I do remember that
one. Then I had some of the gold glitter, the edible glitter.
And I don't remember which tequila you used, but I remember thinking, this isn't that great. And moving on to something else. And, you know, thinking about it now... I do think if you'd used the Terramana in that, I would have liked it a lot better and it would have been ordered more that night.
The only thing I will say is, with that concoction I made, I did fix it a little bit. The mango and the pineapple juice, it was too much. It was too much in the mix. I swapped it out. I took out the mango, left the pineapple, so I used Captain Morgan, private stock. I used tequila. Can't remember the tequila. I used tequila. And then I used pineapple juice, and then I used a splash of lime. When I did that, it totally took away all of it, because it was oversweet. It was overly sweet. A lot of sugar, very sugary.
Overly sweet, and I feel like, I don't remember what tequila you used.
I know which one it was.
I could taste the tequila through all of the other stuff.
Yeah, and I remember which one it was. Anyway... Folks, those are three really solid drinks I can recommend that would go very well with this tequila. And again, the Captain Hook's Treasure that I'm sure it's been made before. That's what I called it because I was messing around. It is tequila, rum, pineapple juice, wine.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Then we did try the Tequila Sunrise. Solid score.
So, love that one.
That was great.
So that'll be a great one to try. Along with the other two you've recommended, would be a great one to try. But there's just a few more drinks that you can do with Terramana tequila. And all of them will be great, but this is one tequila that straight is fine too.
It's done everything we've needed it to. I've never had a drink that we made with this thing that has failed.
I agree.
All right, folks. So,
there's a quick short for you on the Terramana Tequila. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
See ya.